What's up, good people? My name is Malaika Oka, aka Mika. Part one of Post Hip Hop Dance, Then Now and Beyond, involves a set of interviews conducted by yours truly in an attempt to start the conversation of hip hop dance and what we are seeing today. The term post hip hop is not to say hip hop has ended or has stopped, but a way to view foundations and how they still live in hip hop dance of today and beyond. In this episode, I interviewed two students from Columbia College Chicago, both who consume and practice hip-hop dance today. Breslin Webb is a rapper and professional dancer currently working towards his BA in dance. Aaron Jones is a professional dancer and choreographer who is currently studying film with a passion for music and dance videos. And now, let's get into it. My first question, and you can decide who wants to answer first. What do you think of when you think of hip-hop dance? Like the first thing you think of?
The first thing I think of just the old school style. I think of breaking. I think of crumping. I think of everything street. I don't really think of studio settings. I think of just people outside, just having fun, just going with the movement, being with their friends, discovering stuff, being athletic, all that.
When I think of hip hop, I think of like the music behind it, the cultural aspect. Oh, I think of the clothes, I ain't gonna lie. What am I wearing to practice? I have to look dripped out, but I still have to be able to move and like, you know, function as like a hip hop dancer. But I guess just the overall picture is like, it's just hip-hop. I know that's broad as hell, but you know.
Okay. You know, I was just about to say, like, you for real. Like, it really like, depends on what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
How I dance. Like, if I'm wearing like baggy clothes, like I got the whole hip-hop aesthetic on, I got the shoes, I got the look, I got the earrings, the hair. If it's all working together,
it works.
It's giving it's giving.
Good. Like,
it's tight clothes.
Yeah.
And it's not streetwear. It's not really hip hop anymore. It turns into what am I doing
in my body?
But like honestly, I don't know. Yeah, the clothes do go a lot with it and the style.
And then you guys kind of already answered this, but what is your understanding of like the dance form? You can interpret that anyway.
I feel like hip hop is the one dance form that has many different forms within itself.
Yeah.
When you think of contemporary, it's like okay. You can do a bottom on.
Right, you got the certain techniques. You got the techniques by like what is it like the Dorothy technique.
Or we can talk about like ballet too. Like changement, royale.
Right, they have formal like settings, formal shit. You can go to school and study like just this one dude's technique. While hip hop is like you learn moves and then the idea of it is to bring what you have to the table as like a dancer. So you're not, of course you're learning the technique, but you also want to prescribe your own flavor to it.
Yeah, flavor. Know? But then also, like, within that, you have people that pop. You have poppers, you have lockers, breakers. You have waving, gliding. You have animation, everything else. Just like tutting. There's just so many different whacking. Sorry, I'm thinking so many. There's so many realms within hip hop, and you could just be bound to one, or you can mix them all together, and that's something you can't do with other styles. I feel like.
And you just named like a bunch of like foundational shit. Like that's what people grew up with, and that's literally like the foundation of hip hop. So if you have those principles down, you set. You know what I mean? And you
dead ass.
You could, I guess, go to commercial. But like as long as you know the foundation, the originals, what how it evolved, you know what I mean, you'd be cooling.
That's a good segue into my next question. Because my next question is, do you think media, like social media, TV, radio, has enhanced hip hop dance or caused conflict within the community and culture?
It depends on who you ask.
Well, I'm asking you.
Okay. Me personally, hell yeah. Because, like, I see, like, just, like I guess.
It's like, called conflict or enhanced it?
Enhanced. Because, like, now that shit is, it's been, like, a small, like, underground thing. And then now it's, like, everybody knows what the hell hip-hop is. Mm-hmm. Like, you can, I guess, quote-unquote, identify it. But honestly, people will be like, it's easy, quote unquote, easy to identify like hip hop, because like you just see it like so much, and it's like the coolest dance out there, I guess. You know, it's like popularized by the media.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Very mainstream.
Yeah, if that, you know what I mean?
So yeah, it's so mainstream that like it just bleeds together with everything else. And it's like, what is hip hop now?
True. Yeah, right. Motherfuckers talking about something
like
hip-hop.
It could be like, this, it could be that. Yeah. What is it? Can we just get to the point? Like, can you repeat the question?
It was it's just, does media enhance hip hop or does it cause conflict?
Hip hop dance, or just hip hop?
I'm specifically researching dance, but if you think you want to talk about other elements, that's fine.
I feel like people get this idea about hip hop and they take it to what it's not. Like, I feel like we see that a lot with music too. That's the first thing I thought of. Mm. How like it's gang violence. Oh, I'm killing this nigga. I'm shooting him. Murder, kill on my mind. Mm. What? Why are we always talking about killing each other? Mm. Why is that the only thing hip hop is now? And it's also bleeding into trap and, like, you know, people come from different parts of the world and stuff, and it just all bleeds together. And now it's like, where is that fun aspect? Where is that, oh, yeah, we in the streets, but, like, not killing each other, if that makes sense. I don't really know how to describe it. But, yeah, I feel like it made it more popular, but at what cost?
So then my final big question, then maybe I'll ask some more. But do you think 50 years after the initial start of hip-hop culture, and specifically dance, could we argue we are in an era of post-hip-hop?
Are we in an era of post-modern hip-hop?
Just like post. I'm calling it post-hip-hop, but yes.
Post. Yes.
Yes. That's like after, right?
It's like, yeah, it's like the cause of
I'm just making sure. I'm like, hold on, what's post?
So
like,
is that before or after?
See. So like, post is kind of, I think of post-colonialism. So like, why Brazilians speak Portuguese is because people from Portugal took over their land. And that's like post-colonialism.
You right.
So like, post-hip-hop, could we say like, this fusion you were talking about, like people fusing the styles. Like, could we say that's post-hip-hop?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, we're still, like, any, like, I don't know, like you said, like, hip-hop's just evolving, and, like, you just have to go with it. So, it's like a fusion, I would say.
Okay. That's weird. It's hard to answer that, because you're saying 50 years after, I haven't been around that long. So, it's like, I really only think about 90s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. When it comes to my mind, and it's like, I guess it's changed and it's evolved, and it's
you know, because like there's like the whole hit the folks era,
exactly.
And then we moved on to whipping nay nay, and now it's the little hip shits. It's like we keep evolving.
It's just different eras.
Like, yeah.
So are we saying that hip hop got cut off at one point? Like, what is the original hip hop, and when did that stop? I don't think it ever stopped. Mm. So it's like,
okay, oh shit.
Don't stop, pop that cat. Ooh, ooh, just like that. I'm sorry. But yeah, it just keeps going, keeps evolving. So yes, it is postmodern. But same time modern. It's everything. Okay.
I guess I kind of want to ask what your thoughts on... Like, do you think choreography, studio, hip-hop is still hip-hop?
Yeah, it's just a more, I guess, it's just more, like, organized version.
Okay.
You're right. It depends on who's teaching it. To me, it depends on who's teaching it, what their background is. Is it whitewashed hip-hop? Because I've been to a lot of competitions, and it's just, like, picture. And I'm like, this is white girl hip-hop. I'm sorry, but it is. Mm. Like, this is not foundational at all. So it really depends on, like, who the teacher is.
What I think of, like, hip-hop, because there's, like, cyphers, right? You just freestyling, but then there's, like, freestyling. That's, like, its own separate thing. And then there's choreography where it's, like, you know what I mean? It's choreography. It's set moves that you repeat over and over while freestyles, just off top, off rip. And then, what's another genre or another, like, thing you can do in hip-hop? There's, like...
You already said cypher?
Yeah, cypher, like, freestyle.
You can battle.
Yeah, you can battle. There's just like so many aspects, and they're all hip hop. They're just like variants.
Yeah.
You know, version one, version two, version three. Not even versions, just variety.
Yeah.
Variety of hip hop. Hip hop variety.
What do you think of like Steezy Studios and like how their platform works? Do you think
What's
like
that?
You know Steezy?
Yeah. It's like I want to say it's just like a platform. You can the one I know of, you can like subscribe to them and they just have hella choreographers and you can choose who you want to learn choreo from. You're basically learning hip hop
like
online.
Oh. I mean, okay. I guess that sounds like a COVID cash grab.
It definitely it was.
That's okay. The only reason I knew about it.
Oh, okay.
2020 hit, and I said, I need training. Yeah. And I said, okay, I got the Steezy ad, because, you know, our phones listen to us.
Right, they be doing fucking
they be
targeted ads.
On our ass. So I saw Steezy. I said, okay. Isabel was on there. There was a lot of the mainstream people on there. I said, okay, I'll learn from Josh Price and whatnot.
Okay.
But there was other people I didn't really care for.
So, okay.
But yeah, I feel like honestly, I kind of like Steezy because during that time I wanted to learn and they had good things to say, good tips, and I could like check myself. And they had, you know, they had camera angles from the front, camera angles from the back. It was like smart. It was a really smart idea. Mm. Let's just say that. But
that was like,
I don't really know about those other choreographers that I didn't pay attention to. But the ones I saw, they were giving good advice.
It sounds like they brought the studio to your house. Type shit, you know, so you don't have to go out. Even though, well, you couldn't go out, so they're like, we're gonna bring it to you at your house.
For sure.
Type shit.
For sure. Okay. Actually, no, they got a YouTube channel too, right? I like the YouTube channel. I like the three choreographers, one song. Those are so dope to me.
Okay.
But like, I heard that someone didn't like it because of the demographic. Right?
I told you about that.
Yes. which I can understand, but at the same time, it's like anyone can do hip hop. Anyone can do it. Like I said before, it depends on the teacher, it depends on who it is, what their background is. Yeah. And if it's cheesy or not. Don't be cheesy, don't be corny. Just
do that shit.
Do that shit.
Do that shit. You gotta just do that shit.
Be real. Don't try to do things for likes and
be
for
fucking,
comments.
Be fucking for real.
Don't do it for clout. Do it because you like to do it.
Do it for the soul. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, you're supposed to... Well, personally, I think I like to dance because it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, an activity I can do. I sweat. It's, like, a workout. But there's also, like, a whole community that comes with it. You know, I mean, the dance team is, like, another family. Like... It's a whole like different world.
I'm screaming, Jimmy, about to cry.
yeah, but I was like, I feel like that's important. And then just like these little one-on-one classes, it's cool for like to learn shit. But there's like it's like an online video. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. But...
No.
Yeah, I was like, there's a difference between like. I don't know, learning from the best in LA than just like having the community like how do I articulate
and,
this?
And
like,
talk about the difference.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Like what is that difference though?
Community.
A sense of realness.
Yeah.
And who's real?
I feel like the community aspect, the community part, because the high end choreographers, honestly, they got paid to do that video. They got, you know what I mean? And I feel like Steezy, you have to pay for it. I'm guessing it's right. So now you're giving into that. So it's like a cash grab while the community, you just dancing with your fellow, like,
definitely.
Your fellow.
And
homies.
You can learn so much from your friends. And
yes.
Like when y'all just in the moment, y'all like freestyle and do whatever you want, like that's better training.
Yeah,
it's
like your whole self. Like there's
dancer.
Critiques that an online video cannot give you. There's moves that an online video cannot explain. You just have to be
the energy,
right?
The energy is different.
I don't know how many times y'all said it, but y'all had to like explain like musicality to us, like, and like they were like, you were like go home and listen to the song, and we would, and then the next day we'd come back and be like, okay, we know the difference. I wouldn't get that knowledge, that information from Steezy, you know what I mean? But it has its perks. It's 50-50.
I feel you.
You know.
Do you think there's an issue. Do you think it's better if people kind of take a little bit of both? Like, for you guys as dancers, do you think it's important that you learn from OGs and the community as well as, like, the industry?
Of course. Yeah. I grew up as a studio dancer. We didn't freestyle at all. There was no really sense. I don't want to say it wasn't community because we were a team, but it was just choreo. Just choreo, just competition. Go to convention, you know, learn from even more industry people. That's it. And then I'm like, okay, I get in this setting in Chicago, and everybody's different. Like, nobody else really comes from a studio. They all learn. A lot of people are self-taught. A lot of people, like, learn from their friends, like, you know? Yeah. And then you get with that, and it's a whole different, like, learning experience. Like, and it's just like, okay, yeah, you need this. And it also helps you creatively, too. Like, as a creative, if you're, like, creating something, if you, like, diversify, like, where you're getting information from, you know, that helps you out too. So I feel like, the more you learn, the better off you are, like, with anything. So, yeah, both. Yeah. Do both. Do everything you can.
I'm like, literally, like, it's the best of both worlds. Yeah. Like, do what you feel is best for you, I guess.
Yeah, no, but you get tired of industry dance real quick. It was a shame. Like, I got to Chicago. I went to Chaos for the first time, and everybody was freestyling and shit, and I was like,
no, for real.
I looked so awkward, and I didn't know what to do. Like,
I was like, tell me. I was literally watching, like, some Chaos video on TikTok, and literally they were like, everyone was on point, but I'm like, they were so on point, it didn't look natural. You know, like, they looked like they were, like, so on together, so sharp, and, like, I'm like, what the fuck? Where the human aspect of it? Like, why do y'all look like robots? Because literally, it's literally all.
Was it like choreo?
It was just choreo, but everyone was literally hitting like the same, like, I don't know, that's so weird, like the same, like, placement in, like,
yeah, but that's what you spaces. Get when you, like, learn from different spaces, because yeah. Those people, they know how to do it when it, like, when they're told to do choreo, they can get to that point. But then when it's like, okay, be free, they can get to that point too, and they start having fun. Like, they have the best of both worlds. They can do anything.
Okay.
Yeah, like, when the camera's cut off and it's just them and their vibe, it's just a different. I don't know how to describe it.
It's a different, like, mindset because the camera's not on.
Yeah.
It's
just like,
thank y'all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the conversations today. Make sure to follow the Instagram at BeyondHHDance. For more info on the podcast and to get connected with me, shout out to B5 for making this beat, and as always, stay groovin'.